Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. For those of us who believe the Bible to be the Word of God, there is no doubt that in the beginning, when God created man in His image, He created them male and female, so they could be fruitful and multiply and together rule over all the earth. Thereafter, the standard is very clear. A man shall leave his mother and father, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Of course, Jesus reiterated this basic truth when in Matthew 19 he answered questions about divorce. But this new series of our radio program, Frontiers, however, is not going to discuss the dissolution of a marriage, but rather the simple fact that marriage, as ordained by God, is to be a union only between a man and a woman. For after thousands of years of recorded history in these last days, there are those who want to redefine marriage as legitimate for those of the same sex as well as the opposite sex. It's sad to say that this reinterpretation of marriage is not only being adopted by those in what we call the secular world, but also by those in the so-called Christian community. For we see some mainline denominations are in conflict or compliance over the issue. For example, the Evangelical Lutheran Church took an initial step in that direction when in 2009 they voted to accept clergymen who were in lifelong and monogamous same-sex relationships. The same year, the Episcopal Church allowed gays and lesbians to become full bishops in the church, and Gene Robinson, a homosexual priest, became a front-page celebrity. And there are other denominations who are either debating the issue or have decided to favor these unions. For those of us who believe the Bible, these decisions are departures from God's plan for marriage, and we call it apostasy, and even perversion, terms that are not used when discussing these issues very often. But it's sad to say that not only the Protestant churches are deviating from the truth, there is also a trend among the average Catholic church to accept same-sex marriage. In 2010, the Pew Research Center reported that more Americans than ever before, including Catholics, say they favor allowing same-sex marriage. In fact, at that time, 46% of Catholics interviewed were in favor. Despite the fact that the Catholic Church has opposed efforts across the country to legalize these same-sex unions, the rank-and-file Catholic is accepting the idea despite the teaching of their church. Another report recently said, "It may come as a surprise to many that the rank-and-file Catholics are more supportive of rights of gays and lesbians than other Christians and the public, a fact that I am sure saddens devout Catholics." What should we say to these issues? Well, what is most unfortunate is that these surveys are used to rate the correctness of our views on the matter. Recently, I saw a commentator on TV use those statistics to justify the abolition of the Defense of Marriage Act as if morality would be based on majority point of view. If that is the case, my response is, whose majority are we going to follow? And what if the majority is wrong? For example, while we admit that the Old Testament condemned homosexuality, and please note as well adultery, and prescribed the punishment of death, the New Testament in no way changes the rules for sex, but it does change the regulations for punishment. So if I'm living in an Orthodox Jewish community and following the Torah, I will condemn same-sex unions and may even feel justified in punishing participants with death. If I live in a Muslim community that practices Sharia law, the rule is always that homosexuals should be executed. But if I'm a Bible-believing Christian, then I must oppose same-sex marriages, but I will no way seek for their death, and neither would that justify my hating them, even though I oppose what they do. But if I'm not religious, and the majority rules, then it will always only depend on when, who, and where the issue is being discussed. In that case, we are all reduced to ultimate relativism that could move from same-sex marriage to many partners in marriage to pedophile marriage to no marriage at all. For Bible-believing Christians, there is only one way to define marriage, and that is the union of a man and a woman. Decades ago, we have never thought to even think about this subject, but today we need to do so. And we need to be ready to defend God's standard on a philosophical basis that it is the best standard, and sometimes on a pragmatic basis that it is the best standard, but mostly on the basis of the Word of God. So in the next few weeks, we're going to explore the issue with the main theme being, what God has joined together, let no man, no politician, no government put us under. Join us next week at the frontier where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.
Mars Hill Energy Productions.